Our brother and sister are here from San Francisco. Brother Wong is a servant of the Lord who shared his testimony last night, and it was a very precious and moving testimony, and it was recorded, and I encourage you to get it if you weren't able to come last night. And he also shared just a little bit of his burden for China, which I think is really helpful for us because we've been praying for the Lord's work and his testimony in China. So anyway, our brother has been serving the Lord for quite a number of years throughout North America and the Far East, and we've had the pleasure of knowing our brother and sister for a number of years, meeting with them in the assemblies in San Francisco. The name of the meeting place is House of God. And I remember first time we met brothers and sisters from House of God, we were attracted to these saints. We were on a bus coming back from the conference in Seattle to the airport, and they were singing all the way to the airport. And so it's been a joy to know these saints and to know our brother and sister, and we're thankful they can be with us this weekend. And I'll just repeat something I said last night. These opportunities to get to know each other, even though we're living in different cities, sometimes on two different ends of the continent, are by God's appointment. They're not accidental. They're not coincidental. This is the Lord's appointment that we can be with our brother and sister, and they can be with us, and we're so thankful. There are just little windows into what's ahead. We're all going to be together up there. And the Lord gives us these opportunities to get to know each other while we're still down here. So we're thankful. And we really pray our brother will feel at home and that the Lord give him liberty this morning to share all that's on his heart. And let's just have one more prayer for them. Pray for Christine as she's translating. The Lord really helped her last night. Let's ask the Lord to help them both again today. We do thank you, gracious Father, for this time that we can come to you. And we thank you for your gifts to the church. We thank you for our brother and sister. What a lovely gift to us this weekend to be with them and just touch Christ in them. And we pray, Lord, that you'll cover them and fill them with your Holy Spirit. Just give them a fresh anointing, a fresh equipping of your Holy Spirit, that they have liberty and that they can share clearly and fully what you put in their heart to share. Help our sister especially to very easily just flow with our brother and give to us the word in English that our brother has received from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Peace to you. Two years ago in April, I came to Richmond.
So 今天我是第二次在这里和弟兄姊妹们一同有交通。
So this time, this is my second time to have the opportunity to meet with brothers and sisters.
我记得两年前那次，我来这里的时候。
I remember 2 years ago when I came here.
当守道弟兄是给神儿女们交通，我们是谁？
Brother Stephen Kwong was sharing with us on this topic. Who are we?
我相信很多弟兄姊妹们还能记得。
I'm sure many of you still remember.
虽然时间是那样的过去，
although it's past,
但是我们仍然深深的知道神今天仍然要我们知道我们是谁。
I'm sure God today still wants us to be sure who we are.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹们交通的和我们是谁 也有一点点关系。
What I'm going to share with you today also bears on this same topic. Who are we?
我们交通以前，我们读一两处的圣经。
Before I start my sharing, we'd like to turn to some scriptures.
请看启示录第二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
从第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
再看一处二十二章第七节。
One more verse in chapter 22, verse 7. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book.
我们读圣经的人都能领会一件事。
Those of us who study the Bible realize this.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
神在人中间没有停止他的工作。
God never ceased his work among men.
在那长久的年日的里头。
During all these ages.
神一直在那里向人说话。
God never ceased to speak to men.
说出他心里面所想要的。
He speaks out what he desires in his heart.
说出他要做成在这一个宇宙中间的。
Expressing what he wants to accomplish in this universe.
所以在过去的年代他呼召了许许多多的人。
So in the past ages, he has called many, many.
向他们说话。
Speak to them.
向他们启示他的计划。
Reveal his will to them.
一直到了新约的时候。
Until day in the New Testament.
神不仅是在哪里启示他要做的是什么。
God not only revealed what he was doing.
他也在那里催促人去实行他所启示。
And he urged people to accomplish what he had revealed.
所以我们可以从新旧约一直到新约，你看到许许多多、许许多多拣选神的人。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you can witness all these who have been called by God.
他们的经历、
their experiences
可以串联成为神的计划、启示和执行的过程。
Could be linked together to show to us his the will and the plan of God.
如果我们从创世纪一直读到启示录的话，
If we start reading from Genesis to Revelation,
我们实在能看清楚这件事情。
We can see very clearly.
我们也看见神的旨意从启示到完成。
And also we will be able to see his will in his revelation.
经过了很长很长的日子。
This process takes a long time.
啊，在这许许多多的日子里头。
In all this passing time.
在他所拣选的人的中间。
In the ones he had chosen.
有喜乐。
There's been joy.
有悲哀。
There's been sorrow.
但是严格的说起来。
But strictly speaking,
好像在过去的日子，人在神的祭火执行的过程当中，
seemingly, men in the process of executing God's will,
好像悲哀比喜乐更多。
It seems that sorrow, there's been more sorrow than joy.
这不是说出神不愿意人活在他的喜乐里。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to be joyful.
乃是因为人在神的面前活得不对。
It's mainly because we didn't live correctly before God.
所以就引发一些悲哀、难过、痛苦。
And that results in all this pain and sorrow.
我们读圣经的时候最显明这一点的。
When we study the Bible, the thing that points this out is,
就是我们读耶利米哀歌的时候。
And that's when we read the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米在那里发出好多好多的问题。
Jeremiah was raising all these questions.
这许许多多的问题不仅是耶利米的问题。
These are not only his questions.
也是我们的问题。
These are also our questions.
好多时候我们看见是神的工作。
We see that it is the work of God.
是神要做的事情。
This is something he wants to accomplish.
但是却是遇到了许许多多的困难。
But there have been so much difficulty.
甚至困难到一个地步，好像神的计划再没有完成的可能。
At times it seemed that there was no hope for the accomplishment of his will.
所以耶利米当时就上神问好多问题。
So, Jeremiah raised all these questions.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
虽然我们里面有许多的为什么。
Although there are so many whys in our God.
但是神总是把那个原因给我们明白。
God always let us see the reason.
神没有叫人所接受的那个为难是落在一种不知道为什么的光景。
God never allowed us to be in the dark.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果从过去神所呼召的人的经历总合起来看。
If we looked at all these experience of, in the Lord,
我们很清楚看见神的工作或者可以分成两个阶段。
We can see that God's work may be broken down to two stages.
在我们的经历上面也同样有这样的两个阶段。
From our own experience, we also go through these two stages.
头一个阶段是神把他心里所想的启示给我。
The first stage is God reveals His will to us.
或者是说神把他的永远的计划告诉人。
Or, to put it in another way, God reveals His eternal purpose.
这一点是很重要。
This is very important.
因为神的事情只有神自己知道。
Because only God knows about things of Him.
这些神的事情也只有他自己才能去完成。
And only him, only God himself can accomplish what he has in his heart.
但是在神要做成他的工作的时候，他确实要人去与他有配合。
But in this process of accomplishing his will, God needs our response, our cooperation.
如果我们要活在神的计划里头，
if we want to live in his will,
或者说神的旨意要成就的时候，
orTo say it in another way, if we want to have His will accomplished,
我们与神中间 不能有间隔。
We cannot, let there be, obstacle between us and God.
那正因为这样的一个原因。
Because of this,
神要我们知道他想什么。
God has to let us know what he desires.
我们也需要知道神要什么。
And we need to know what he desires.
那这就是神向我们启示的一个很重要的原因。
And that's the very important reason why God reveals himself to us.
而这一个接受人接受启示是非常重要。
For us to be able to discern the will of God is very important.
因为不知道神想什么和要什么。
If we have no idea what he desires, what he wants.
我们就不知道我们要做什么。
And we won't know what to do.
我们也不知道我们要走的路是什么。
And we won't know which way to go.
我们更不知道我们所追求的方向是什么。
And we won't even know which direction to go.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他没有隐藏他自己。
He didn't hide himself.
他非常乐意把他自己向人解开。
He is ever so willing to reveal himself.
所以我们对神和神的事情就有了机会去明白。
So we have a very good opportunity to get to know him.
我们几乎可以这样说。
We can say that.
整个旧约的日子。
All the Old Testament days.
和新约开头的那一段日子。
And during the initial period of the New Testament,
神把他自己启示给人。
God revealed himself to people.
一点一点一点的启示给人。
From all aspects, he revealed himself to us.
那所以在过去许多圣徒们，他们就找到道路了。
So the saints in the past found their way.
他们也能确定他们追求的方向。
And they were assured of their direction.
所以我们说接受启示是非常的重要。
So we say to be able to receive God's revelation is very important.
没有启示我们就不知道我们该做什么。
Without revelation, we would not know what to do.
也不知道该怎么样做。
And we won't know how to go about it.
但是
But,
有一件事情比接受启示更重要的。
But there is one more thing more essential.
那就是活出那个启示。
And that is to live out that revelation.
或者说实行那一个启示。
Or in other words, to put into practice.
这种怎么都能领会。
You can realize that.
如果我们有启示。
If we only have revelation,
我们不活在那个启示里，
and we fail to walk in it,
跟我们不知道有启示，
or it would be like we don't know about the revelation.
完全没有两样。
This would be the same thing.
知道等于不知道。
Even if you know the revelation, if you don't walk in it, you see, it's just like not knowing it.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以我们看到神在他的话语的里头一直提醒神的儿女。
So we see that God never ceases to remind his children
要活在神的启示。
To live in his revelation.
按照神启示的话来跟随我们的主。
To walk according His revelation.
因为神的儿女们跟随神的启示来行走。
Because when we walk in His revelation,
是完成神的启示的那一个关键。
Is the key to the accomplishment of His will.
有些时候我们心思里面会有点困惑。
Sometimes we have this troubling thought.
我们不是说我们的神是全能的神吗？
Didn't we say that our God is almighty?
他既然是全能的神。
Since he is almighty.
为什么他不自己做好他所要做的？
Why didn't he accomplish what he desired?
为什么他要我们来配合他所做的？
Why did he want us to respond to his calling to be a part of this process?
我们也实在相信。
We believe
他是全能的神。
He is almighty.
他应当可以这样做。
He can do it.
但是神没有这样做。
But he didn't want to do it himself.
他就是等着我们与他配合来做。
And he's been waiting for us to be a part in this process.
这究竟是为什么呢？
And what's the reason behind this?
我想我们的弟兄姊妹们一定会记得。
I think you will remember.
我们的主带领门徒学习祷告的时候。
When the Lord taught his disciples to pray.
这个话不是直接说到祷告的。
These words were not directly related to prayer.
但是我们常常在祷告里头我们会用作的。
But we often mention this in our prayer.
我们的主不是教导门徒说。
And the Lord taught the disciples to pray this way.
他说你们在地上说捆绑的在天上也要捆绑。
He said, those you bound, you shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的在天上也要释放。
Those you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我们有时说在祷告里面常常会用到这样的一件事。
We often mention this in our prayers.
我们说神啊，我们现在在做捆绑什么仇敌的工作，求你在天上也捆绑他的工作。
Sometimes we pray, Lord, we would like to have this bound on earth, and may we pray that you also have this bound in heaven.
我们说神啊，我们求你释放我们，能更自由的活在你的荣耀丰富里。
And we pray that Lord, if you loose us, free us.So that we can live in the abundance of your grace.
那神你就在天上就做成这个事情。
And then we expect the Lord will accomplish that.
的确我们的主是这样教导我们。
Yes, the Lord taught us this way.
但是常常叫我们有点困惑的。
But what troubles us is,
那好像我们的权柄比神还要大。
It seems like we have more authority than God.
因为我们可以在地上指挥神说神让你这样做。
We are demanding God to do this in heaven.
或者说神让你不能这样做。
Or we say, God, you cannot do it this way.
但事实并不是这样。
But the fact is not like this.
那些经文翻译上所给我们的一点错误。
And that's some the translation of the scriptures, you see, might have misled us.
不管是在我们读的我读的中文圣经和或者说相当部分的英文圣经。
In both of my Chinese version and some of the English versions,
甚至是达比弟兄的那一个翻译。
Even in the Darby's translation,
这一点好像都没有给指出来。
This is not pointed out clearly.
我们的主在马太福音十八章那里所提到的这一段话，那原来的准确的意思是什么？
What the Lord said in Matthew chapter 18, the real, the true meaning is this.
原来主是这样说。
Originally, the Lord meant this.
你们在地上所捆绑的。
Whatever you shall bind on earth.
在天上已经捆绑。
Shall have been bound in heaven.
在地上你们所释放的。
And whatever you lose on earth.
在天上已经释放了。
Shall have been loosed in heaven.
要是你注意到那个时间上的次序是很重要的。
You notice the sequence of timing.
好多的翻译是把人放在前边神放在后头。
Some of the translations, it seems like man's action comes first.
但是圣经原来的意思是神的定义在前头，人的响应在后面。
But actually, you can see in the scripture that it is God who initiated first, and then man's action followed.
神有一个意思。
God had the desire.
在地上的人领会了。
And we appreciated that.
人就祷告出来。
And then we prayed about it.
神就做。
And then God will accomplish it.
我们就看到一件事情。
And we see this.
神愿意在地上做工。
God desires to have his work accomplished. He would like to have free hand in his work. But he confines himself in, under one condition.
弟兄姊妹，你必须注意这一点，是他自己把自己放在这一个条件里。
You notice, by his own will, he confines himself.
如果在正常的情形
，in normal situation，
这一个条件一定要完成。
This condition has to be fulfilled first.
如果这个条件完成，神就做工。
Once the conditions are fulfilled, then God begins to work.
如果这个条件没有完成，神就停在那里等。
If the condition is not fulfilled, then God waits.
等什么呢？
What is he waiting?
等在地上有人体会神的心思。
He waits for some on earth to know and to appreciate what he desires.
然后就告诉神说：“神啊，我。”求你做这个事。
And in response, people will then pray to the Lord, Lord, accomplish this.
这样神就做工。
Then God will set to work.
那好像我们看到一个这样的结论。
And we seem to realize this.
神在地上要寻找做工的出口。
God is seeking a way for his work to be done on earth.
而这个出口就是人能与他有响应。
And this is, he is seeking for the response of people.
马上我们就发现问题。
And then we come to this problem.
为什么神要把自己放在这个限制里头呢？
Why does God put himself in such a, under such a restriction?
为什么神不能拿掉这个限制，他自由地做工呢？
Why can't he remove this restriction so that he can work freely?
虽然圣经没有明明确确地告诉我们是为什么，
although the Bible doesn't tell us clearly why，
但是我在读经的时候，我有这样的一个体会。
But when I study the Bible, I begin to realize this.
我不敢说它一定是，我不敢说它一定是这样。
I cannot say for sure it is the reason.
但是非常可以参考。
But this can be for your reference.
为什么神要把他自己放在这个限制里呢？
Why does God put himself under such a restriction?
我们不能不回到神在那六天的创造里头神所做的一件事。
We have to go all the way back to the first six days when God created the earth and heaven.
神把一切都造好了。
After he finished all this creation,
就把这一切都交给人去管理。
And then he put all these places under the authority of man.
但是我们细细读创世纪里头的那一个记录吧。
But if we study this passage carefully,
神不单是把他所造的交给人管理。
He not only placed all these under the subjection of man.
非常重要的一点。
One very important thing is,
他是神把一切所造的和全地都交给人去管理。
And that is, God placed all this creation and the earth, under man.
和全地。
The whole earth.
不仅是神所造出来的动物和植物。
Not all the creatures, all his creation.
整个的地。
The whole earth.
都交在人的手里。
The whole earth,will be under subjection.
那这个话怎么去理会？
How do we go about understanding this?
从那个时候开始，
Beginning from that time,
从神把地交给人去管理开始，
Beginning from God entrusting the land to a man,
人就成了地的主人，
And man became the master of the earth.
这一点实在太宝贝了。
This is something quite critical.
宝贝不是说人做了主人。
Not that because man became the master.
宝贝是神自己的信实。
But what is special about it is God himself.
那神的信实让他尊重他自己所决定的事。
His faithfulness ensures that he has to stick to his commitment.
所以他到地上来的时候,
so when he came to the earth,
他要在地上显明他的工作,
he had to manifest his work on earth.
他好像, 先经求地的主人的同意。
Seemingly, he had to seek the agreement of the master of this land.
神可以根本不必这样做。
Actually, you see, he could easily ignore all this.
但是他愿意这样做。
But he is willing to do
it. 因为他的信实。
Because of his faithfulness.
他既然把地交给人。
Since he has already entrusted a land to man,
他就尊重人,
and then he has this due respect.
他就要得到人的同意, 他就在地上显明他的工作。
He has to seek man's agreement for his work.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们看这个领会是可以接受的话,
if you think this is an acceptable idea,
那我们就更能明白为什么我们的主说你们说捆绑的天上有捆绑。
Then we'll understand now why he said whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
你们在地上说捆绑的天上有捆绑。
What you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
原来神在天上已经定规要做什么事情。
Actually, you see, God had already intended to do so in heaven.
神就把他的意思让人明白。
And he communicated his thoughts to man.
当人明白神的意思,又响应神的意思的时候,
when man came to this understanding and are willing to respond to his calling,
神就认定这个是人给神的那一个同意。
God would take this as an agreement from man. So God sets to work. I have to supplement this.
这是在正常的情形的底下,
this is under normal situation.
如果在不正常的情形的底下,
but under some abnormal circumstances,
神有一个例外,
God would do some exceptional
things. 他就不根据这一个定规,
and he would not confine himself under this.
但是一般来说, 神非常很少很少去破坏他自己这个定规。
But very rarely he would break his promise.
在圣经里边, 如果我没有记错的话, 大概仅仅有一次。
If I recollect correctly, there has been only this one occasion.
那就是撒母耳年幼的时候。
And that's when Samuel was young.
在约柜被掳的那一件事上,
when the ark had been taken away,
神做过一次,
God did this.
神让非利士人的偶像在约柜的面前受对付。
God allowed the idols of the Philistines to be dealt with.
你再有没有再另外的, 我不敢说。
Has there been another occasion like this? I'm not sure.
不过就是我所知道的, 那是仅有的一次, 神没有尊重他自己的定规。
As far as I can remember, that's the only time that God did not confine himself to what he had set down with man.
因为那个时候, 是一个非常非常不正常的时候。
Because the situation at that time was a very special one.
那我要说回我交通的,
I have to come back to my train of thoughts.
所以刚才我说, 接受启示是很重要。
I said a while ago, to receive, to be able to understand the revelation is very important.
但是实行, 所接受的启示是更重要。
But what is more important is to put into practice the revelation.
因为实行启示就叫神有做工的机会。
Because when you walk according to the revelation, you allow God have a chance to work.
神有做工的机会。
When he has a chance to do his work,
神所要做的就可以成功。
Then he can accomplish.
好，我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
我们向往前在 多看一点。
We'll talk about it further.
要实行神的启示。
If we want to walk in his revelation,
在话语上面说出来是蛮简单的。
Well, when you say it like this, it seems very simple.
也是很轻松的。
A very casual thing.
但是当我们把那个启示实行在我们的生活和行动的里头。
But if we really want to walk in it in our life,
那就是非常不简单的。
It's not as simple.
因为头一件事情。
Because things.
你能看见神的旨意要在地上成全的时候。
When you see that when God wants to accomplish his will on earth,
神的对头就是撒旦，是非常不甘心的。
God's adversary is Satan. He is not willing to let this happen.
所以他一定兴起各种各样的阻挡了。So
all kinds of difficulties would arise.
这许许多多的阻挡就发生在那一些要跟随神的启示往前行的人。And
all this hardship will come upon those who are willing to follow God's revelation.
所以我们从属灵的历史上面去看。
So when we look at the history, spiritual history, from Old Testament to New Testament, those who follow God's will, they always come to opposition. They are not met with the sympathy of man. They would always be mocked.
甚至是给人很严厉的去打击的。
Even they were subjected to persecution.
是这样子的，当我们读教会历史的时候也好，读旧约神的百姓的历史也好。
So when we study about the history of the church or the Old Testament history,
我们实在看见神的旨意在地上的成全。 实在是许许多多圣徒们的血和眼泪所交织成的。We
can see that the accomplishment of God's will has been accomplished only through the blood and tear of all these saints.
我们感谢赞美神。We
praise and thank the Lord.
这些神的儿女们。All
these people of God.
他们在很多的艰难的里边，他们走过了他们。
They have walked through all this hardship. And they were able to manifest. And they were able to satisfy God's heart. But the problem is, this kind of thing did not happen just in the past.
Yes. 发生在我们这一个时候里。
It's still happening right now.
那也就是说，
In other words,
神给我们许多的启示。
God has given us all these
revelations. 神让我们认识许多他心里所想的事。
He has let us realize what his heart's desire.
但是我们是不是只是停留在知道神的启示这个阶段里头呢？
Can we just stop at realizing his heart's desire? We cannot just stop there. Because we just mentioned, failure to walk in his revelation is just like not knowing his revelation at all. I always have this feeling.
以赛亚书第六章那里说到神的一件事。
Chapter 6 in the book of Isaiah mentioned this.
听在一些人的耳朵里头，也许没有什么太大的感觉。
Well, to some of us, they may not mean anything.
但是听在以赛亚的耳朵里头。 而以赛亚就有感觉了。
But when Isaiah heard this, he responded right away.
听在那个心里头，渴慕主的人的耳朵里头，那些人也有感觉了。
And those who love the Lord also, you see, would respond to this.
那是什么感觉呢?
What kind of feeling would they have?
神在那里叹气。
God was letting out a sigh there.
啊，神心里面有个感觉很沉重。
God has this very heavily in his heart.
但是他看见好像没有多少人响应他心里的感觉。
But it seems like not many people respond to this, his feeling.
所以神就有个叹息。
So God had this desire.
神说我能，我可以差遣谁呢?
Oh, God had this sigh and said, whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去?
And who will go for us?
这实在是神的叹息。
And that's a sigh.
这一个叹息说出一个问题。
It tells us one thing.
在地上听见神说话的人很多。
There are many people who hear God speak.
当然说很多是比较上来说的。
It's comparative speaking.
但是实行神的话语的人不太多。
But those who are willing to walk accordingly are even fewer.
所以神在地上做工就受到一些个阻碍。
So there is so much hindrance for the Lord to work on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank and praise our Lord.
他叫我们生活在这样现在这个时候。
He allowed us to live in this age.
而在这个时候的里面，我们几乎可以说，关乎神永远计划的启示，神已经启示完毕。
By this age, we can say.What he wants to reveal, according to his eternal plan, has already been completed.
就我个人的经历来说
,according to my own experience,
几十年前我们上一代上两代他们信主啊。
The past one or two generations,
我说的当然是在中国的情形。
What I say here is the ones in China.
但是这个情形很普遍的在全世界也都差不多一样。
But this may also be generally applied to the other places.
那一个时候那些信主的人。
At that time, those who believed in the Lord.
他们只知道一件事。
They knew only this one thing.
信耶稣是做个好人。
Believe in God and I'll become a good man.
信耶稣的人就可以不下地狱，可以上天堂。
Those who believe, will go to heaven and will not go to hell.
他们所认识的就是这么一点。
What they knew, is limited to this.
但是我们感谢主。
But I thank God.
在现在我们的日子。
In this age,
我们对救恩的认识是清楚多了。
We are more clear about salvation.
我们对神计划里头的每一点也稍微知道一些。
And we begin to learn a little bit more about God's eternal will.
而我们知道主要回再来。
We know that the Lord is returning.
我们知道主要建立他的国度。
And we know he will establish his kingdom.
我们知道主回来的时候信徒要被提。
And we know when he returns we'll be raptured.
我们也知道当国度经过了以后。
And also we know thatAfter he established his kingdom,
新天新地就出现了。
There will be the new heaven and the new earth.
那新天新地来到的时候，神永远的计划就完成了。
When, in the new heaven and the new earth, God's eternal will be completely fulfilled.
我们也知道。
We also know.
神借着救恩在地上设立他的教会。
God, according to his salvation,establish the church on earth.
神要借着教会来成就他永远的旨意。
And through his church, he is going to accomplish
his will. 那所以我们也很喜欢的进入教会生活的追求里头。
So that's why we, put ourselves in the, to live, our lives in the church.
让神能得到那个做工的机会去完成他这个永远的计划。
So that God will have an opportunity to accomplish, his work.
更重要的一件。
But what is more important?
神也让我们知道。
God also lets us know.
他要做成这一切事情的基础，他也已经做完了。
The foundation for the accomplishment of all this also has been laid down. Begotten Son, Christ Himself.
一切神要做的，他儿子都做完了。
Whatever God wants to accomplish has been completed in Christ.
我们是支取他儿子所做成的，我们就可以活进神的启示里头。
We can draw upon what Christ has accomplished, then we will be able to live out His will.
啊，就说我们这些我们都知道了。
We know all about this.
现在问题就在知道了，如果不活进去的话。
But now the problem is, now we know, but how are we going to live it out?
神就没有得着做工的机会在地上。
If we fail to live it out, God will not have a chance to work.
神所的永远的计划就没有办法一步一步的往前。
His eternal will not be able to be fulfilled.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank God.
当神给我们看到这样的事情的时候
When God lets us see this
我们不能不在主的面前去审查了
And we have to examine ourselves in His light
主让我们知道许多关乎他的事
He has let us know all about this
这些事情有没有在我这个人身上发生作用
But what we knowabout him, his eternal will, does it have any effect in our lives?
我们也知道神这个救恩把我这个人带进基督里。
We know through salvation, God has put us in Christ.
我们也知道神要借着我们这些已经蒙恩得救的人来组成他的教会。
We also know that God put us together to become His church.
那如果现在知道没有影响着我们的生活的时候
But if all this does not have any effect in our lives
那我们只不过成为一个宗教徒
We become only a religious person
而不是一个神的儿女
We are not truly a child of God
而不是一个真正跟随主的人
We are not truly a follower of Christ
说的严重一点
To put it more seriously
我们成了阻挡神做工的人。
We might become the one who blocks His way of working.
你从来没有会想到，我们称为神的儿女，但只是我们这些人去阻挡神去成就他的工作。
It may not have dawned on you that being a believer, you might become a hindrance to His work.
我们很难想象这个事情。
It's very hard for us to
imagine. 但事实就是这样。
But the fact remains it.
因此我们就留意到有一件很严肃的事。
Then we realize this very serious thing.
刚才我们读的启示录那一段话里头。
The passage we read from the book of Revelation just now.
在这一点上给我们一个很清楚的提醒。
This passage reminds this very important thing.
那弟兄姊妹你注意这样的事情。
Please take note.
当神在宝座上宣告一些事的。
When God made this proclamation on His throne,
当然这个是新天新地已经来到的事。
That's in the new heaven and the new earth.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意到，神就在那里说：“看啊，神的帐幕在人间。”
And it says here, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men."
他要与人同住。
And He shall dwell among men.
他们要做他的子民
and they shall be his people.
他神要亲自与他们同在
and God himself shall be among them.
做他们的神
he would become their God.
弟兄姊妹你注意到神这个宣告的里面所说的那个范围有多大呢
you notice in his proclamation, the scope, how wide is the scope?
先是说神的帐幕在人间
he first mentioned the tabernacle.
然后就说出那个具体的情形是怎样。
And then he mentioned the actual situation.
那个具体的情形是发生在许多人的身上。
This would will be realized in many people. Because you notice, he said, they shall be his people. And God himself shall be among them. Be their God.
你有这么你留意吗? 留意到吗?
Did you notice this?
一提到他们的时候是重受的是不是?
Notice that this concerns men, many people.
是重受的?
It's in the plural.
不是说一个人,
not a single person.
是到许多的人,
many people.
神要做许多的人的,
He is going to be God to many people.
神要做,
He desires many to become His people. God Himself shall be among all these many people. We have the assurance to say
that.
This plural word
那还是指着神的教会说的
points to the church of God.
因为这里是说到新天新地
Because it is now in the new heaven and the new earth.
以上就说到新耶路撒冷
And then later on, he mentioned the new Jerusalem.
那我们留意这一点
And we take note of it.
然后我们就看看以上怎么又怎么说了
And the scripture goes on to say
第七节那里就讲了
Verse 7, it says,
其实从第六节开始就已经是这样讲。
Actually, it starts from the latter part of verse 6.
不过我们单看第七节也就够了。
But we will point out verse 7.
这圣者必承受这些伟业, 我要做他的神, 他要做我的儿子。
He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I shall be his God, and he will be my son.
弟兄姊妹,你注意到吗? 那个对象, 就发生变,
you notice that the object now has changed.
上面所提的是重数的。
In the preceding passages, you see, it mentioned they.
现在所提的是单数的。
But now it says he.
你说这有什么分别吗?
But you say, what's the difference?
这个分别就很大。
The difference is quite obvious.
上面就说到神要在人中间做什么事。
In the above, it tells of what God is going to do among all these people.
上面就提到,当神做成这个事的时候,他就在人中间来数算。
But then, afterwards, you see, God will point out the individuals when all this has this has been accomplished.
他一个一个一个的数算,
and he would count one by one.
这个数算都说出了这是被数算的人在神面前承受应许。
And all these that are being counted are the ones to inherit his promise.
然后神说这是得胜的。
And then he said, these are the overcomers.
这是得胜的是一个一个一个的给神数算的。
And these individual overcomers are counted one by one by God.
那弟兄姊妹们,你就看到一件事情。
And then you will notice this.
我们晓得新耶路撒冷是神荣耀丰富所充满的。
You know, the new Jerusalem will be filled by God's glory and honor.
是在永远里边的神的荣耀的教会。
And this will be the glorious church in eternity.
但是这一个荣耀的教会,
but this glorious church
是许许多多的圣徒们所组合成的,
is composed of all these many individuals.
那这些圣徒们,他们一个一个都是在神面前,按照神自己给他们所看见的去跟随。
All these individuals have been individually called by God to follow him.
他们跟随着神的启示来往前行。
They walk in the revelation of God.
等到有一天,
until one day,
新耶路撒冷就是让这些一个一个一个的跟随神儿女们的人, 他们跟随主的结果而显出来。
As a result of all these individuals being willing to follow his revelation, then the new Jerusalem will appear.
我应该说得更清楚一点。
To make it more clear.
新耶路撒冷的神的荣耀和丰富就是这些一个一个的圣子他们在神面前跟随的结果的总和。
The glory and the fullness of God as manifested in the new Jerusalem is the end result of the following of these faithful individuals.
我想请弟兄姊妹们再看一处的经文。
I would like for you to turn to another passage.
那是诗篇。
Psalms?
87篇。
87. Psalm 87.His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I shall mention Rahab and Babylon among those who know me. Behold, Phoenicia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This one was born there. But of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her.And the Most High Himself will establish her. The Lord shall count when He registers the peoples. This one was born there. Then those who sing as well as those who play the flutes shall sing. All my springs of joy are in you.
弟兄姊妹们，你读这一段这一篇诗的时候，你一定不会怀疑，这就是在永远里边的神的荣耀的教会。
When you read this psalm,You will not fail to see that this is saying about the glorious church in eternity.
但是显明这个荣耀的教会在荣耀里的时候。
When this glorious church is revealed in eternity,
神做一件事情太宝贝了。
God is going to do this one very precious thing.
他说他是一个一个一个的点出来。
He's going to count all these individuals.
这个生在哪里？
This one was born there.
这个生在哪里
That one was born there.
那一个生在哪里
This other one was born there.
我生在哪里
I was born there.
你生在哪里
You were born there.
他生在哪里
He was born there.
神一直在那里数点。
And he is going to point out all these. One by one. He would say.
某某人。
So and so.
1936年出生。
This one was born in
1936. 我说这个出生是born again的出生。
This birth is the new birth.
1936年某年某月他得救了。
This particular person was born again on this certain day.
在1937年的开头。
And then in the beginning of the year
1937, 他里面属灵的窍开了。
And his heart,was enlightened.
所以就开始毫无保留的跟随主。
And so he followed the Lord without any reservation.
他按照神的话一步一步的往前走。
And he began to walk in his will.
走到今天他在这一个神的城里头。
And until this day, he has walked in God's will, and now he is in this new Jerusalem.
主又指着另外一个人说。
And then he may be pointing out another one. Now look at him.
他1940年6月得救的。
And he was saved in 1940.
当年的八月他就追求了。
And then in that year, in August, he began to seek after the Lord.
他因着神给他的启示他就毫无保留的把他自己交出来了。
Because he was able to see God's will, he was willing to forsake everything.
So 现在你看见新耶路撒冷的荣耀。
Now you can see the glory of the new Jerusalem.
他有一份劳苦在当中。
And he has a share in this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
到了那一天。
On that day.
当神将那个书典冠名的时候。
When God is going to count.All these individuals,
他点到你的名字
and he will mention your name.
他点到我的名字
he will mention my name.
他点到他的名字
he will mention his name.
他都在那里肯定我们在成就神永远的旨意的事上我们做好我们该做的那一份
he is there to confirm what we have help in the accomplishment of his will.
哦, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我个人是感觉,
I personally feel,
主在那个日子向我说这样一句话,
when God says this to me on that day,
比他把冠冕戴在我的头上, 我正感觉喜悦。
It will bring more joy than putting a crown on my head.
而因为我所看见的是我成就，神所要我成就。
Because I can see I have a part in the accomplishment of His will.
神给的冠冕虽然是很好。
Although the crown He's going to give me is
very glorious. 但是那个冠冕是表达一件事。
But that crown signifies one thing.
某某人成就神所托付给他。
It signifies only that that person has had a part in the accomplishment of His will.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须求主给我们有这样的一个看见。
May we have this light.
是，他不仅是叫我们得着启示。
May we not just have this revelation.
他乐意我们能活进启示的里头。
He desires for us to walk in this revelation.
而我们的主曾经说了几句话。
Our Lord has said this.
我想我和弟兄姊妹们念念那几句话，我就结束今天早晨的教
学。Let us turn to what the Lord says.
那是在约翰福音十四章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 14.
那在哪里主说了几句话是非常严肃的。
God has said, the Lord has said these very serious words.
那我想第一处弟兄姊妹你看的就是十五节。
Verse 15 of chapter 14 of the Gospel of John. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
然后第二十一节。
And then verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
二十三节。
And verse 23. Three, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看到这里，主有一个非常宝贝的应许。
Brothers and sisters, you see, the Lord made this very precious promise here.
也指出一条准确的跟随主的路。
He also pointed out this correct way.
这一条路不是知道启示。
This way is not only to know,
乃是实行启示。
It is to live out his desire.
这一条路不是知道神说过什么话。
This way is not just to know what he has said.
乃是实际的去遵行他的话。
It is to point out that the reality is more important, and that is to live out his word.
这样的人,
such a person,
主应许说
God promised him.
神要到他那里去。
God will come to him.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Take note.
又是单数的。
This is also in the singular.
但是你记得神说这些话是对着许多的门徒说的。
But you remember Jesus was saying this to all the disciples.
至少是十一个。
At least, you see, there were 11 of them.
但是说到那个具体的事的时候。
But when he pointed out the reality,
又是单数的
嘛。He mentioned the singular.
那样的人。
Such a person.
父和子要到他哪里去与他同住。
Father and the son will come to him and take abode.
父与子要向他显现。
Father and the son will disclose themselves to him.
我们感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
巴不得圣灵在我们的里头给我们又开一支窍。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
神要的是一个整体的见证。
God desires the corporate testimony.
但是整个的见证是建筑在许多许多个人的连接上面。
But the corporate testimony has its foundation in the individuals.
如果个人没有在神面前活得好，活得对。
If the individuals individually live, correctly in before God,
那个整体就有亏损。
And the corporate body will suffer.
我们盼望神给我们，不仅是在这个整体见证里头的一个。
We pray that we may not be just one member of this corporate testimony.
并且是能叫这一个见证显出他的荣耀和神的丰富的那一个。
We pray that the individuals may all become the one to bring more glory, fullness to this corporate testimony.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们祷告。
May we pray?
主啊，我们一同仰望在你的光中。
Lord, we all look to you for your light.
但愿你借着圣灵向我们说更清楚的话。
May you speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
吸引我们爱慕活在你的心意里。
Draw us near to you so that we will be able to live in your delight.
帮助我们除掉一切跟随你的拦阻。
Help us and remove from remove all these obstacles from us.
叫我们十分的爱慕活在你那永远的旨意里。
So that we may all long to live in your eternal will.
保守我们的脚步不偏离你的道路。
Keep our steps so that we may not wander away.
一天过一天更新我们对你的跟随。
Day by day renew our hearts towards you.
主啊怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
但愿我们这些人能满足你天上的心。
May we all be able to satisfy your hearts in heaven.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.